The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Homeowners, why throw away hundreds of dollars every month to the electric company when you can save thousands of dollars over time with a solar energy system? Green Solar Technologies is proud to be a platinum installer for Solar World, the country's top-selling manufacturer of American-made solar panels. Call 800-519-2170 for a free estimate and take advantage of tax credits, grants, and rebates which won't last forever. Stop paying high energy bills and start saving money by calling 800-519-2170. 800-519-2170.
The collision of common sense and comedy.
This is the collision of common sense and comedy. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
So I got a story here that some people may think is a failure. But I'll leave it up to you. Some may consider this a failure of TSA. I'll let you to decide. Let you decide. A TSA employee was arrested after he was caught on video stealing cash from a bag going through screening at Orlando International Airport.
Huh.
22-year-old Alexander Shea Johnson has been with TSA just a couple of months, they say. He's been charged with a third-degree felony and grand theft. A passenger was going through security when she was selected for a pat-down search. She saw Johnson standing near her bag. Afterwards, she stopped when she was putting her things back together, looked through her bag to make sure that her cash was still there, but it was not. She noticed a bulge in Johnson's shirt pocket that was not there prior to.
He was just happy to see her?
She questioned the money was missing. She said he was the only one by it or whatever. They checked Johnson's pocket. There was a wad of cash in there that turned out to be hers. He said, no, this was cash that he'd had. This was his cash or whatever. And they said, let's go to the videotape. And it showed him taking the cash from her stuff and stuffing it in his shirt.
Wow. A dirt bag.
TSA said that Johnson was fired. It says, and this was their statement, TSA has a zero tolerance for misconduct in the worst workplace. They keep using that word.
Misconduct.
That term. Zero tolerance. That I don't think they know what it means. A TSA spokeswoman then said the TSA immediately reported the allegation to the OPD, and we aggressively investigated the incident with our law enforcement partner.
Aggressively investigated.
Do you know how many times people have had things missing when they travel from TSA?
Oh, yeah.
And we've had stories of TSA agents that have not been fired, cases where people have purposely said, let me screen that person because I am sexually attracted, and I want to feel them up. All of these, and they are not fired. Managers at TSA have not been fired. So you have a zero tolerance policy? Yeah, I'm calling foul on that one. That's BS. And by the way, when I go through TSA with this stuff, I don't leave their little, because they want to get you out of the way so they can bring the next person in, like my little pat down. And I've had them go, sir, can you take your, no. No, I won't. I'm checking my, and this is what I tell them, and I'm like, checking my stuff. Well, you can check it over there. No, I'm checking it right here because I don't know if you all stole from me. And they just look at me. I go, I'm checking my wallet to make sure you guys didn't steal. And they just, okay. What are they going to say?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's so weird. That's never happened, Doc. Uh-huh. We would never do such a thing. Yeah, tell that to Johnson.
I love it. We immediately ended the federal career of this individual.
That's what they said?
Yes. The federal career.
You don't deserve to wear this badge. Yeah.
Why do they have badges anyway?
It's all image, man. It's all it is.
I've told you before, they have a color guard.
Yeah.
The TSA has a color guard, just like the Air Force,
man,
the
we
Army,
do not have to bring Marines. Race into this thing.
Right.
You're a guy carries the flag. The they have their own flag.
Why?
Procession, gotcha.
And how soon will they have guns?
Oh, God.
I think it's only a matter of time. In fact, the only reason they probably haven't is the whole gun at airport thing.
You know what they've started doing, though? They put up signs now in the little the little queue lines. It says the TSA prevented this weapon from being on board a plane. It has a picture of a gun.
Yeah, you this, know,
on,
this
on
one.
September, whatever, prevented
There's
this.
50,000 like, others just like it that we didn't prevent,
but
by the way.
What's the story? Was that a law enforcement officer went, oh, crap, you're right. Sorry, here. I'm gonna
by the way,
shot.
When they have tested those and have their 94% failure rate at times mm-hmm. detecting stuff,
yeah,
they've improved some of their detection rate, but they tip them off. They tell them that they're testing them basically that day. Well, first of all, you know the bosses are going to do this. Oh, crud. We have a 94% failure rate. Oh, I know they're going to be testing soon. I got that email. They're going to test in southeastern airports or Florida airports or whatever between these 3 days. So then you go to everybody and you're like, hey, guys, I think they may be testing this area. So be extra. So that's going to catch more right
on
off. Right. And then we know that the times they've actually said, in so many words, that they are going to be looking for specific weapons that will be tested. Hmm. It's like, hey, in the next 20 minutes, somebody's going to try to take in this weapon. Yeah. It's really right. that ridiculous.
They're really good at finding my deodorant. They're very good at that.
And they found that many times.
They get my deodorant every time and make me
You know,
throw
if
it out.
Only guns came in like 4 ounce liquids.
Right? Well, now they're going to have 3D software so they can have a 3D look at your bag. As it goes
How much
through.
More do they need to look? You can see right through the bag.
If only guns came in 4 ounce toothpaste tubes. If that's what where guns were made out of, they'd be great at this thing.
Yeah.
If only guns came shaped like my boarding pass that's in my pocket that I forgot to put in the little tray, they'd be great at catching it. Be fantastic.
Cargo shorts get them every time too. Every time.
When your security system can be thwarted by cargo shorts.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
You can't buy a good million-dollar machine. You just can't.
So another TSA issue, apparently. You've got the TSA issue story, Bradley?
Oh, the lobster. Actually, do I? Hang on a second.
This seems like a bit of a failure on your part.
Yeah. Well, I emailed it to you. So there was a fish market owner in Connecticut says she is personally offended after she saw the photo of the 20-pound live lobster being handled by the Transportation Security Administration screener.
So let me make sure I say this. So this was her lobster.
Uh-huh.
She's taken it through, and one of the TSA agents sees the lobster, because it's gargantuan, is like, holy crud, this is cool. Has somebody, presumably one of the other agents, take a picture with him holding up this giant lobster? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, what it was, and I saw this picture when it came out. The guy's, he's holding up this live lobster. Now, she's the woman who owns the Atlantic Seafood Market in Connecticut, and she was the one who packed the lobster for the customer.
Okay.
So she's pissed that she says basically the TSA, what are they doing, digging through our stuff and taking pictures with our stuff? I mean, what's the difference in that and saying, hey, look at this negligee I found?
Right, exactly. Now, I understand it's a giant lobster. It's interesting. I understand why you'd want to take a picture with it. And I get that there is a difference between that and taking a picture with somebody's kid or their personal stuff or whatever. But she has a great point.
Yep.
If you're willing to do that with a lobster because you think it's interesting, why wouldn't you do it with everything else? Bottom line, it's not your crap, TSA. Yeah. And this guy needs to be fired.
Yeah. She said he also could have.
Where's the zero tolerance, TSA? Where is the zero tolerance?
She said the agent, the way the agent held the lobster was bad because it could have snapped off one of his claws, putting all the weight on his joints. Lobster abuse.
Let me go back to the quote from the other story. TSA, this is the quote from a TSA spokeswoman. Mm-hmm. TSA has a zero tolerance policy for misconduct in the workplace.
Unless it involves a lobster. You forgot the rest of the sentence.
Unless it includes a really cool effing lobster in a photo op.
Right.
Would that... She didn't say violence in the workplace, theft in the workplace, criminal activity in the workplace. She said misconduct is taking a picture and posting it on social media of somebody's personal property that is being screened. Is that misconduct or not?
Absolutely.
Misconduct, why isn't it TSA? And if it is misconduct, this guy needs to be fired today based on your own statement. Which is it, TSA?
Yeah, there's no consistency here. They pick and choose.
I get that the lobster, taking a picture with the lobster, is not,
it's not a
by itself
deal.
A gargantuan deal.
But no.
Until you look at the bigger picture of this.
They went through someone's bag, took items out, took photos with those items.
So let's do slippery slope. Mm-hmm. It starts with, it's a lobster. Somebody's lobster. It is pretty cool, whatever. Hey, take a picture with it. And they were just screening it, whatever. And then, okay, it's somebody else's something else. Until you get to somebody's very personal items. It could be anything. Right? Yeah. I mean, it's all—it's already troubling to a lot of us that your personal freedom, your right to privacy is being invaded. But the argument is, well, you don't have to fly and whatever, and we have security. Although your security really isn't security. It's the illusion of security. But I get your argument that you don't have to fly. Fine. We've subjected ourselves to this. Does this include, is this TSA policy that they can, hey, if we find something cool in your crap, we can take a picture with it and post it on social media?
A friend of mine, you know, because of the, he had a Zippo lighter from his dad. His dad passed away. It was very important to him. It was an old Zippo. He put it in his checked luggage, and he got to his destination. There's a tag on his bag. Your bag was searched for.
They do that, right?
Yeah, and items, blah, blah, blah. And they took his Zippo lighter. It was a very personal item. You're telling me that was okay, you went through the bag and you found a lighter. That was a threat, and now he never got it back.
Really? They didn't give him a chance to mail it to himself?
No.
Did he inquire about it?
No, it was checked bag. It was after he checked it. They went through
You can take that stuff through check. Yeah. You can take that.
Lighters and luggage.
He didn't want to risk it.
Risk what?
Losing the lighter. He didn't, because he wasn't sure.
No. I'm saying, after it was missing, why did he call TSA and say what?
Yeah, they gave him the runaround. Oh, we don't know. We don't have any records of anything. We don't have it, basically.
Wow.
Good luck trying to track it. Track down a lighter at which airport. And, you know, he went through two airports at the time.
Wow. That's...
And they can do that. That's like the law. Federally, you know, there's a threatening, an object that poses a threat to the plane.
That's sketchy right there. Kerry Lason tweeting, and I guess is in favor of the person taking the picture with the lobster, says keeping a 20-pound lobster to yourself is just shellfish.
I see what you did there. Okay, shellfish.
Here's what you're going to get. Like one ring. That's it. Is there a half ring on here? How about this? I'll give you the muted ring. Let me get a break in. Tell us what you learned with the hashtag What I Learned Today. Got to take a moment and tell you about Relief Factor, though. Relief Factor is something that, I got to be honest, I was a little skeptical of. I was a little skeptical because Brad Staggs was was doing the commercials for it, and I was like,
stop talking about it.
It's like, it's all over. You keep talking about the Relief Factor and whatever, and, you know, he has a sketchy past. Not as sketchy as Chris Cruz, but, you know, nevertheless, it's kind of sketchy. So Brad says to me, I go, Brad, my sciatic's bothering me. I've been running again. And it's he's like, you got to take the Relief Factor. I was like, okay, yeah, whatever, Brad. Crazy man. Uh-huh. And then he comes to me and he goes, hey, here's a bag of the Relief Factor. And I was like, yeah. A couple days later, I'm still bitching. He goes, hey, here's another bag of Relief Factor. And I was like,
did you try that Relief Factor?
All right, I'm
going
to have to shut this guy up because he keeps asking me about it. So I take it. Then I take it a couple days and I'm like, okay, yeah, it's a couple days. And it was about day 4 or 5. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's... And I, by the way, I tried everything else. I used to be able to just stretch it. If I'd stretch real good, it would slowly kind of, and that is not the case anymore. Stretching doesn't work. I've tried other narcotic type stuff, painkillers, and it mutes it at best, takes the edge off. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I don't know. Tried the Relief Factor 4 or 5 days on the stuff. Boom. I did nothing else, and it went away now. Yeah. That's the other way that I know it was the Relief Factor, because it was over. Boom. As soon as that 4 or 5 day, gone.
And it's natural.
All natural. It's not something that's dangerous for you. It's not a narcotic, anything other than a bunch of chemicals, you know, that they, it's the something you can't pronounce, manufactured in a lab by some mad scientist. Yeah. None of this stuff. So then I'm on it for a while. I'm like feeling better, got it out. It's not a chronic thing. It's only when I do certain things, I know, but then it's hard to get rid of once it kicks in, once it's aggravated. So I stop. I aggravated again a month or so later, and I'm like, okay, going to try again. Boom. 4 or 5 days later on it,
gone.
No problem with the sciatic again. And there's a lot of people that have chronic pain. It's not something that is going to come and go based on your activities. Maybe worse. If you are that person or you know somebody like that, try the Relief Factor. You can get it today at relieffactor.com. Just go to relieffactor.com, get that 3-week quick start pack for just $19.95, under $20 to get rid of that chronic pain for 3 weeks. That is certainly worth it. You can also call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Oh. Homeowners, why throw away hundreds of dollars every month to the electric company when you can save thousands of dollars over time with a solar energy system? Green Solar Technologies is proud to be a platinum installer for Solar World, the country's top-selling manufacturer of American-made solar panels. Call 800-519-2170 for a free estimate and take advantage of tax credits, grants, and rebates which won't last forever. Stop paying high energy bills and start saving money by calling 800-519-2170. 800-519-2170.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
Got some new information. I know this is going to shock you guys. This is...
I don't know.
It
takes a lot to shock
you. Yeah, working here for a while. You
know. This is shocking. I'm just going to go ahead. Apparently, there are some questionable activities surrounding the Clinton Foundation.
What?
No.
I know.
Yeah, 30 years ago.
No. There's some newer ones.
Yeah. During the election, a lot of them came out.
Email thing, right?
Yeah. The emails. No, even up in 2020.
Like last week?
You know all of the failures. Aside from the book that was written about the Clintons and their dealings
Clinton
with
cash, yeah.
The Clinton cash that had to deal with the mining money. Uranium in...
Yeah.
It's just bizarre stories. And aside from all of their previous dealings and the travel slush fund that the Clinton Foundation had for them, so a lot of the money was just so they had free travel and all kinds of stuff. Now, there's some other interesting things that have popped up. Mm. Among the thousands and thousands of emails that were hacked from her campaign, Chairman John Podesta.
Podesta, yeah.
And they were published on WikiLeaks. There's one that somebody said, hey, notice this. This didn't get a lot of attention. By the way, if I had the time to go through all those, I would scrutinize every word of every email.
There's a lot of emails in there.
Right. Because there's a lot that you overlook until you go, wait a second, why was this? If there was only three emails, we would scrutinize every word and you'd be able to find some potential inaccuracies or questionable things. Hidden words. Why was it said this way? So if I had the time, I'd go through all of them. But one of them stated that officials from the government of Qatar gave the Clinton Foundation $1 million to celebrate Bill Clinton's 65th birthday.
So it was basically a birthday present?
That's what it says.
$1 million birthday present.
Which automatically you go, Wait a minute. That's the type of thing you do. Okay, Cal, I can't legally give you this money this way. So happy birthday. It's for your party.
Donate it to your foundation.
And through your, you see what I'm saying? So automatically right off you go, wait a minute.
Red flag.
If it was 10 grand to do that, it's a red flag. But $1 million? Yeah. Now, funds which the donation did not report to this, these were not reported to the State Department. So, number one, wait, what? $1 million for his 65th birthday party?
Well, that's a big number, 65.
Wait, this is to pay for like the party or it's a donation as a birthday present? We're donating to your
charity?
It
said to celebrate. So, for the party, to whatever.
That's strange.
Yeah. Yes, sketchy. Number two, they did not report it to the State Department.
Which is another red flag.
Which would be a violation of the ethics agreement that Hillary signed when she became Secretary of State. She promised the foundation would notify the State Department's ethics official if a new foreign government wanted to donate or increase materially its contributions. So, there's the third problem. Number one, sketchy about Bill's birthday donation. Two, Hillary signed a pledge, right? Mm-hmm. It's a violation of her ethics agreement.
Didn't notify.
And three, this is a foreign government that has now pumped, again, it wasn't just weird that it was somebody giving money to Bill. It's a foreign government, Qatar.
And I'm sure it wasn't the first time.
It was not. And then fourth, what do we know about Qatar?
Well, since they're quote-unquote funding radical terrorism.
Yes. Now, we have been partners with Qatar in different things. And we also know the handful of countries got together was Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Yemen. The Emirate, right?
Yemen. Yeah, the UAE, right. Parts of Libya.
All got together and say, whoa, Qatar, we're tired of you sponsoring terrorism or being involved in this stuff because they are, that's where Al Jazeera is from, right?
Well, Al Jazeera's, they're Qatari-based, the news
right.
network, yeah.
So that's the next problem, that it's not just any country. I mean, it's not as bad as saying, hey, North Korea.
Right.
But there's still an extra red flag versus, hey,
a questionable
Ireland gave it to them, right? Okay. Somewhere in there.
Or even another country like the U in the Middle East.
Even if it was Egypt, you'd go, okay,
UAE, Saudi Arabia, these are all, you know.
Not as Qatar is a little more troubling there.
Yeah.
Okay. But then when you put that next to the fact that the U.S. has a real problem in our relationship with Qatar. Right? I mean, because they have had, hey, we'll help you, but we know they're likely tied to some of this stuff or whatever.
Something's sketchy.
So it looks like.
And this happened after this. When did this happen?
This was his 65th birthday present. This was while she was Secretary of State.
Okay,
she became Secretary of State in 2009. When was she done? Like 2013, somewhere in there, whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is during that time period.
It definitely looks like a payoff.
Definitely sketchy.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.
On the phone is the midday host here at the Blaze Radio Network, Mike Opalka, but you may know him on Twitter as Stunt Brain because he's a stunt brain. What's going on, buddy?
Well, I need a little Stunt Brainiac help. I need to enlist some of the bigger minds there. I have a conundrum.
Well, there's no bigger mind here than Jeffy, but we'll do our best.
I see what you did there.
I'm sorry. That's enlarged. That's enlarged brain. Never mind. Sorry.
That's not all gray matter in there.
No.
Convinced.
Lot of tequila.
Well, you know, I did hear somebody say that Jeffy was a smart ass, so maybe there is a brain in a certain part.
Could be very large, you know. Yeah.
I'm just saying. But there's a word. You guys just talked about the Clinton Foundation getting all that money
from
what's that country?
Qatar.
Is it Qatar, Qatar, gutter?
I go back and forth. I say Qatar, and then sometimes I try to clean it up and go a little more, and then I go Qatar. But it's actually
Qatar.
Well, why does Fox News say gutter?
Because it's some, you know, rat hole place in the Middle East. Who cares, you know? Remember, Mike, there's
good point.
On our maps, there's America, and then there's not America. That's how we are.
Steve Doocy only reads off the cue cards.
That's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
And then Canada.
Yeah, that's like America's somebody goes, I'm going on vacation. Where are you going? Not America.
Well, I'm going to travel, hey, I have a rule. If I'm going to fly more than 6 hours, I want a different language, a different money, and I want to be hated for being American. If I go to Hawaii, that only accomplishes one of the three.
Well, wait a minute. You could just drive to Camden.
Yeah.
Hey-o.
Pretty accurate.
Okay.
Pretty idea, yeah, because there's no money. They just trade stuff on the street.
That's our steal.
Barter system.
So you were talking about this Clinton Foundation payment. Do you know there was a meeting requested with Bill Clinton right after that payment cleared? What a coincidence, huh?
I'm sure it is just a coincidence, right? It was not tied to that whatsoever. You get $1 million. Why would you want something in return?
Yeah, probably no quid pro quo, as they say in that arena. And your TSA situation with the guy reportedly stealing money?
Yeah.
You know the TSA did stop somebody headed to Qatar yesterday with a little bit more than the allowed amount of money. Well, let's just say they didn't report the $93,000 in cash that they had.
That's a lot of money to me.
It's a lot of money to everybody.
Yeah,
Who knows what's going on there?
Yeah, they're catching some things. They didn't catch a lot of other things, but I'll give them that.
Yeah, well, at least they got that one. Yeah, I think we pat them on the back when they do a good job. But are you nervous they're going to start looking at your books?
I don't like any of that stuff. So far, the reports I've seen about the books have been overblown a little bit, I think. But
well, it's a trial program. They've only got it in place in a few airports. But this is just another reason why I'm happy I'm a TSA clear, a TSA pre-check, and a member of CLEAR, which I don't know if you've looked into that program.
It costs money that goes to the government. Ain't doing it. Sorry.
Well, so you're not buying gas anymore?
No. This is additional monies that they have just amped up. So I'm not giving them one more penny than I have to, because unfortunately I have to buy gas.
Okay. All right.
That's like personalized plates. I'm not giving anything. But Mike, speaking of overblown, I called the Blaze.com out a little earlier today for something. And actually there's two things I got to call them out for. First of all, the CNN crosses a line by using beloved childhood icon to further inflammatory immigration agenda. And they have this story about a Facebook Live that CNN did with Elmo. And by the way, we're not the only one who wrote it up this or had this approach to writing it up. Other people covered it as well, other news outlets. But it makes it sound like Elmo was going, "Hey, President Trump shouldn't build a wall because I'm for amnesty." It was nothing about illegals in America. It was about the refugees, which is a problem. But it's really about Elmo going over and trying to make the kids' life a little bit better. That seems like a red meat BS kind of story to me.
Yeah, I could see your argument there. It's I get more upset with CNN for other things, like the
absolutely
the smiling Irish reporter. And I don't know if you were watching CNN yesterday afternoon, but Trump complimented a woman on her smile. She happened to be an attractive female reporter from Ireland, and suddenly it's the worst case of sexual harassment that ever happened in the Oval Office, and nobody remembers the Clinton administration.
Right, exactly.
Well,
and Mike,
CNN spent at least a half an hour on it yesterday.
Mike, CNN is wall-to-wall, nonstop, anything against Trump. Most of it is anti-Trump with the Russia stuff, and you're right, then they pepper in a couple of other, these other things, like the sexual harassment in the Oval Office. So yeah, there's plenty of other things to attack CNN for. That would not be one of them. But there's
the Elmo one, yeah.
Yeah, the Elmo one. But then there was this other odd story, and again, I watched it, and I'll defer to you if you watched it. The Nancy Pelosi suffers puzzling episodes during New York City appearance. It didn't seem like she was all that off. I mean, okay, she's struggling to get some words. Nancy is not young. It happens. I was expecting some like major meltdown or something, like she had an aneurysm. It was not that.
Did you go through the whole video? Because the first minute, it's kind of light. But once you get into the middle of it, she's adrift. And I'm telling you, this is, Doc, if you don't go back 2 months ago, she had a similar incident. Now we are starting to see repeating incidents and the frequency of it. And frankly, I'm a little worried about the minority leader, because I was planning on using her all the way up through the midterm elections to demonize the Democrats. And if she's sick and not there, that's going to kill a lot of the plans I've made.
Mike, do you know the comedy we're going to lose if we're not allowed to make fun of Nancy Pelosi because she has some sort of debilitating illness, like she's officially has Alzheimer's or something?
I mean, that's never stopped us before.
It's going to take that tool off the table for us. It's awful.
I just hope Michael Moore can step up his game. In her absence, I hope Michael Moore can do more. You know, we lost Barbara Mikulski, right? So she's not.
So,
we're going to need some other people to step up their games, give us some more fodder.
I'm hoping. I think Bernie's going to help us out. I have high hopes for Elizabeth Warren.
Let me ask you this. If you were in the future to use Elizabeth Warren because she steps up her game, you know, and you were to use her as, you know, more fodder, my question to you is how?
See what you did there.
Because of the Native American thing, and she's not really. Yeah, that's what I did there. So what do you have coming up on your big radio broadcast today?
Well, I have a brand new game that's out. It's called Fake News, Real News. It's actually the Washington edition of an entrepreneur has taken the fake news thing, and I'm going to explain that.
I'll take CNN for $1,000, Alex. Is every answer CNN? It's the 2017 version. No, I have not.
Have you seen the game? And with the holiday weekend coming up, I've tied in with a group that gives away tickets to all sorts of members of the armed forces. If you're a military family, a vet, or have someone serving, they have great things to give away to people for the summer. So we're going to help out and help the families get taken care of. So I'll be listing them all day long.
Oh, that's very cool. Very cool. And which holiday are you talking about?
Independence Day,
there
friend.
We go. Winner, winner. You know why I bring that up?
Yes. No.
Because I think we've lost a little something when we start saying 4th of July. I mean, I slip into it sometimes as well, but I think the bigger, make the point, it's Independence Day. It's not just a random, hey, it's July 4th or September 3rd or what. No, there's a reason we have it off, the 4th of July. It is Independence Day. It's America's independence.
Okay, and I also have, I agree with you. I have a story, Doc, that you probably haven't heard, even though you're there in Texas. A really wonderful Good Samaritan story that a total stranger, it's called charity bombing, when you actually do something nice for a perfect stranger, and it's just heartwarming. So I'm going to share that one.
Charity bombing. I'm more of a charity sniper. But that's just me.
I see that. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, right. I understand.
That's coming up today, noon to 3 Eastern time on Michael Palka's program right here on the Blaze Radio Network. All right, buddy. Thanks.
Thank you.
Follow him on Twitter. It's at StuntBrain. Got to tell you about Brick House Nutrition's product, Dawn to Dusk. It works. That's the first thing you need to know. Number two, you need to know that it's an extended-release energy supplement. Number three, it lasts up to 10 hours. Four, it increases energy. Five, improves mood. And six, stimulates your brain. Did I leave anything out, Cal?
No.
I did. Chris is saying I left something out.
The jitters. Get the jitters.
Oh, no, I didn't.
No, he didn't.
So I did.
Did you get the script? Energy. You're not reading the script.
Extended energy. No
yeah,
caffeine.
But you don't get the jitters when you take the
I didn't
the
say that part of it. Yeah. God, he's right. Did you listen to me at all? What is going on?
I heard you say...
it doesn't give you the jitters. Okay. You want to tell us about Dawn to Dusk?
I was going to say how I use it, but you guys just cut me off. But fine, go ahead.
It doesn't give you the jitters. Basically, what I like to do is I like to take it right in the morning. Mm-hmm. I rub this end, actually, because I get a middle crash, and I don't have
Normally
in the day, I get a middle crash, and I will get it nice and slow. You could actually, it's pretty cool, because you could actually be like, huh, so this is what 1 o'clock looks like. Never been here.
Normally, his 1 o'clock is like, this is what the carpeting on Doc's dressing room floor looks like.
And I'm like, oh, cool. And the best thing is, I highly suggest this for students, especially midterms when they restart up. Because I had to do a couple papers. And just don't take it out at 5 o'clock because you'll be up.
Unless you want to be up till 3 a.m., right? Because it's about 10 hours, right?
So, like I was saying, like college kids, I highly recommend it.
With every great tool, you need to use it responsibly.
Well,
it's
I thought
a powerful,
I was.
Powerful tool.
I thought I was until I was like 3 in the morning. I was like, darn it.
I should have taken
time
that
to
a couple
shower
hours
because
earlier.
I have to
it's
go
better
to
than
work
those,
now.
Caffeine drinks. That
yeah, because it doesn't
take.
Jack
those
you all up.
Those give you the jitters, the shakes, because they jack you up, make your heart race. This
yeah,
is not like
I said that.
It's called Dawn to Dusk. Try it today. Go to Brickhouse Doc. Brickhouse is the name of the parent company. It's BrickhouseDoc.com. And use the promo code DOC in order for you to get 15% off. BrickhouseDoc.com.
The next generation of talk radio.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
On the Blaze Radio Network.
Alrighty, that is it, ladies and gentlemen, the end of the Morning Blaze. But before we go, as always, let's find out what we learned today. We learned Cal is jaded and cynical. since 2012. We learned don't trust canoes made by inmates.
You don't. You just don't.
We learned jet engines are the fountains of 2017. And finally, we learned TSA has a zero tolerance policy.
Zero.
7% of the time.
Right.
Cal, spin of the dollar, dials radio style, and Dallas Tech this morning. What have anything you learned?
I learned contrary to popular belief, throwing coins in a jet plane engine is not good luck.
Coins in a jet engine.
Surprise.
Thrown by.
Next time I buy a canoe, I do that often, by the way, I'll make sure it's not convict friendly.
Okay, good, good.
It's convict friendly.
Or convict made.
Created?
If we all survive the plane crash, friendly. We'd be eating ass jerky. That's what I
That's
learned
what it,
finally.
Absolutely. All right, Kirk's spin of the dials, radio style, Dallas Tech morning. What have anything you learned today?
What I learned today, you try to serve me calf fries, a sheep's getting punched in the face.
That's how it is. That's how it works. That's how he rolls. At the Blaze, Brad, what have anything did you learn today?
Well, if we ever want to get Cal to eat Chris, we're going to have to disguise Chris as beef jerky.
Beef jerky. Yeah. Which shouldn't be difficult.
And if you're not careful, the TSA.
It's plantain beef jerky. Plantain flavor.
If you're not careful, the TSA will grab you by your lobster and slap it on social media.
And you can find that. Chris Cruz, what have anything did the listeners learn today?
Tubby Thompson learning Don't Dust helps you with the jitters, but it doesn't help old or forgetful.
No, that's all on me.
TMB voice says time off with hubby is nice, but getting up late and missing half of the TMB sucks.
Well, and that's the reason the podcasts are available.
With
TheBlaze.com/DOC. No, sleep in, but just listen later. Blaze.com, yeah. I mean, you know, once in a while.
And finally, Deadpool learning what I learned today. And so far, the morning Blaze is talking about prison lingerie, cannibalism, and capitalism, and the best way to eat testicles.
That's how we roll here. By the way, that's what I do every morning.
Eat testicles?
Even when I'm on the air, I sleep late.
Oh.
And then I just listen to the podcast later.
Pretty much.
That's how I work.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. It's a system I have down. It's worked for me so far.
I can see.
Yeah. We got any others that you want to share?
Sure. 100 Level Mystical also tweeted out, says, calf is a bull. If you were sheep, wouldn't they be bah fries?
Oh, I see what you did there.
Get it, bah.
Thank you, Tom.
I see what you did there.
All right, one more. We got one
Okay, one more. Kinsey Richard saying, Sunbrain doesn't mind airport travel because he's a member of Queer. Did I hear that right?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know. What I missed something on
did
that.
Did we miss
you
catch something?
That?
Well, I guess there's a podcast for that, right?
Okay, I guess so. All right. Hey, I didn't get those new numbers on procrastination, but the good news is we still have tomorrow because tomorrow's Friday. Yep. So we can get to it before the big holiday weekend. What else do we have coming up tomorrow?
Other than the Friday leftovers, we got National Geographic photographer Brian Scarry joins us to talk about his new book, Photographing Sharks in the Wild.
Seems like that would be lost on radio, but okay, we'll try it. What does Glenn have coming up on his show?
He's live in L.A. again, talking with the people. This is nothing but calls and emails.
What is Glenn wearing today?
Did I miss something here?
No. What is Glenn wearing today?
He's wearing moose fur.
Oh, wow.
Fresh.
I'm just talking about the moose fur. Look at him.
Remember the Morning Blaze of today, Chris Cruz production. Six Semper Tyrannus. Good night, Steve Cannon. Wherever you are. Anyang, now you go home.
Gosh, did you book this guest?
Jerks.
Did you book this guest?
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson. Part of Generation Blaze. On the Blaze Radio Network.